Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Red Men News for Monday, the 11th of November. My name is Ben Kelly. Joining me today to discuss some Liverpool media stories is Mr. Ross Chanley. Sorry we're a little bit late. We had some problems basically connecting the laptop up to the HDMI, yada yada. And for that reason, we still can't do it, so we can't even show you any of the articles like we usually do on your screen. So you're just going to have to bear with us today, basically. Ross, let's just jump straight into it with some Manchester City reaction. Neither of us were on the final word this morning, but both of us are going to be on the Around the League later, which will be over on the website, which is going to be a really good show, basically laughing at Pep Guardiola for a bit. But we've got some Liverpool perspective here from Virgil van Dijk. This is from the Liverpool FC website, basically saying that we're happy, but we're not taking anything for granted. He claimed Liverpool's victory over Man City as a bit special, but insisted no one in the dressing room is getting carried away by the team standing at the Premier League summit. Ross, I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about the game later on the show, but obviously, you know, what Virgil's doing here is just keeping everybody grounded. It's a good it's a good way of coming out, showing a bit of leadership here, you know, trying to keep everybody humble. It's a very exciting situation that we find ourselves in, but it's important for the top players in the dressing room to remind everybody, including the fans, that there's a long way to go.
Yeah, I think it's fine for us as fans to get slightly carried away, maybe get slightly giddy and stuff like that, but I don't think even fans are thinking that it's done. I think it'd be pretty stupid to think that it is.
I think you can appreciate being in a good position, having a good weekend, having a good result. I think it's fine to go and do that, but there's still a long way to go in this. And what Virgil says, it's just part of their mentality now. It's just to remain grounded, know that there's a long way to go. They've been in this situation before and know what City are capable of. City more than capable of putting, you know, 10, 12, 13 wins together on the bounce. Liverpool are going to make sure they're on top. So I quite like his attitude there. Partly that footballers do have to say this, and Lewis Cook Boris, go, you know, we take each game as it comes, but at this point, you have to, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Just a few more quotes there from Virgil saying, the only thing which can happen is for everyone to stay fit, and we need everyone to play as well as they can. We are very happy with the position we're in, but we cannot take it for granted. We just have to keep going and take it game by game. They are the champions, first of all, so they will definitely be up there again. The other teams have been doing very well too. And yeah, you know, he's right to, you know, I think give a mention to the likes of Leicester and Chelsea there, because Chelsea, you know, had a bit of a dreadful start, but they've really picked themselves up. They've now won 8 games. They've got Tammy Abraham firing. Christian Pulisic is starting to pick up form. You know, whether or not they begin to tire a little bit more with the Champions League as well. Leicester, obviously, in there. So, you know, there is so long to go. But, you know, either way, interesting reaction there from Virgil. And as I said, we're going to discuss a little bit more about the game later on the Around the League show. So head over to the website for that one.
I'd be interested to see how Leicester and Chelsea do get on for the rest of the season. I think they're probably the same as us. You know, anyone who gets an injury is probably, you think, they're suffering, like if Vardy goes or Abraham, they're likely to suffer. But they've got to play City as well. And I quite like, I never thought of it before the weekend, actually, that City might be fourth by Monday morning. But it's added pressure on them.
They're almost
like, well, looking over the shoulder at the likes of them, putting them under more pressure. And even Sheffield United are up there as well.
They are, Ross. And we're going to discuss this on the Around the League show, yeah? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Go over to the website, everybody. Go over. Next story. PSG reiterate that and Kylian Mbappe is not for sale, despite Liverpool and Real Madrid links. This is a story that's just going to roll on all season, and whether or not it's actually a real story, I'm not too sure. This has come from Reed Liverpool. Liverpool have been dealt a huge blow in their pursuit of PSG forward Kylian Mbappe, with the French club adamant that he is not for sale. According to Marca, who are Spanish, so I don't know how they know.
Mafa.
PSG are insistent that Mbappe will not be leaving the club and is currently in talks over a new contract with the Ligue 1 giants. The Reds have been linked with a move for Mbappe in recent weeks. Obviously, as well, Ross, Liverpool, Klopp basically came out and kind of rubbished this the other day as well. So at the moment, look, I think at best, it's kind of an ongoing joke with our fan base that we're going to sign Mbappe, Mbappe 2020 and all that. I don't think there's much concrete there at the moment, but the way Klopp's talked about it and the way this is going, it's looking unlikely, isn't it?
Well, you say that. I mean, the hashtag's been trended a few times. That's good for me. He's liked several Instagram posts from our players, yeah, Ben. It's a done deal. Yeah.
For me, it's at the moment, that's all it is. It's just an inside, ongoing joke that we all think we're going to sign Mbappe.
Didn't Klopp deny Van Dijk? They weren't going to be running for him.
Yeah,
did he not deny Alisson? I'm throwing that out there.
Hashtag Mbappe 2020. There you go.
He's never
do
that again.
Don't forget the hashtag, you know. A move for Mbappe was always going to be an ambitious one for Liverpool, considering the fees that would be involved. The 20-year-old has signed for PSG for a fee in the region of 180 million and has scored 48 goals in 53 appearances. Look, let's not beat around the bush. It'd be a fantastic signing. But I just think the money and all of that,
we did buy anyone in the summer, Ben. No, we are saving up. The night deal's done.
You're very much playing devil's advocate here.
Well, it's all very much pointing to, because I want to buy him.
Maybe we'll swap him because the next story that we're going to talk about is from the Mirror. And that is legendary former Brazil right back has tipped Trent Alexander-Arnold to leave Liverpool in a summer transfer battle. Now, I think this is the biggest load of bollocks that I've ever heard in my life.
That's why I put it in the agenda.
Thank you very much for throwing me this bone. Legendary former Brazil right-back Reckon Alexander Arnold will be wanted by top clubs across Europe this summer. Yeah, he probably will. He probably will, Cafu. Everybody wants a bit of him. He's the best right-back in the world. I'm sure most teams would want Alexander Arnold in their team at this stage. But for me, look, he says he provided 28 assists and 101 goals. Why would not just anybody, not even just Trent, but why would anybody want to leave Liverpool right now? Trent, it's his boyhood club. He's probably going to captain the club one day. He might play midfield for us. He might, you know, become essentially the next Steven Gerrard. And you're saying to me that he's going to want to pack his bags and move to Madrid for some reason. What a load of rubbish.
It happens a lot, doesn't it, when Liverpool have some really good players. And obviously we've been through the Suarez and Torres times. Yeah. I think it's happened quite a lot.
There's still this mentality, isn't
there? Yeah, but it's always formed. I think Dani Alves might have done it. I think it might be Mane at the time. He needs to leave. He wants to go on further his career. Mm. All the things you just said. But also the manager situation. I'm not saying Zidane's not a good manager. But he's, you know, Jurgen Klopp's put his trust in Trent there. Mm. And he's shown some loyalty and some faith in him. And, you know, contributed to the player that he is now. You know, he's not made him the player he is now. He's done that himself, but you know, he's helped towards that and given him the role. He's adored by millions of fans. If he wants to go to Real Madrid, then
there might be a time for him to do that in his career. So he's 21 years old right now. The current era that Liverpool are in is nowhere near being completed. It might be that in 5-6 years' time he gets to 26, 27 and Jurgen Klopp's moved on and some of the other elite players in the squad have moved on. Alexander-Arnold's maybe got a couple more European Cups. He's got a couple of Premier League titles. And at that point he decides, well, am I going to go and try and do something else, you know, and further my career in another country, and that would be fine. But right now, it would make no sense whatsoever.
If we, in 5 years' time, 7 years' time, you end up in a pit of misery and end up with players akin to Kinchesky and Poulsen, and he wants to go, fair play,
absolutely. Yeah. More title race talk. Obviously, the fallout from, yesterday, Liverpool's win over Man City. We were in the pub, we couldn't really hear much of the post-match analysis, and I am looking forward to actually going back and watching a bit more of that in detail, because the likes of, you know, Jose Mourinho was on there, Roy Keane, Vincent Kompany, who I heard didn't really cover himself in glory at times. But Roy Keane and Jose Mourinho are basically, you know, pretty much in agreement that Liverpool are going to win the Premier League this season. The thing is, Mourinho is a very clever man, and I can never decide whether he's trying to play mind games sometimes or not, but for him to be giving out, you know, these messages from, you know, about the way Liverpool are, and if it was me and I had a 9-point gap, whether he likes Jose Mourinho or not, he's a very experienced manager. He knows how to run a title race, and he thinks that Liverpool are going to go on and win the league. And that for me is an exciting person to hear say those words.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that yesterday as well. Is he just trying to pile the pressure on and kind of,
maybe,
you know,
but he's got no motivation to do that at the moment.
I absolutely hate him. Mourinho was a manager, as I'm sure most of you did. And the same with Roy Keane when he was a player growing up, you know, in the 90s. Obviously, you can respect how good a footballer he was and stuff like that, but you know, still hated him. But I enjoy both of them immensely as pundits. Roy Keane kind of says how it is, and I think it's kind of bizarre to hear him saying back Liverpool. And I've watched the post-match analysis, and he was, you know, he praised Liverpool quite a lot. Mm. I obviously quite like you being a Liverpool fan, but he's obviously quite honest. He appreciates how good Liverpool are, and he seems to be. He doesn't have an agenda because obviously he doesn't. It was Liverpool Man City yesterday, so you know it must have been quite hard for him. But you know he spoke very highly of Liverpool, not just from this season but from last season, how they played under Jurgen Klopp. And he said, I think they both said, you know, barring a few injuries, whatever, it's done. Yeah.
Well, Mourinho basically said, you know, if you're behind the title race, you have to feel like you can reach them. If you are top of the league with a big advantage, you have to feel like it's not over. But I'm not there, I'm here, as in he's in the studio. From my position, it's done unless there's something dramatic in terms of an injury situation. I think the team is a complete puzzle. I feel a way they have adapted to the quality of the players. City are capable of winning 7, 8, 9 matches in a row, but I can't see how Liverpool can lose this advantage in 9 points. I think what he's saying is, and I think this is where I draw my confidence about in the title race, is that I don't know if I see us losing 3 games. Yeah. You know we'll draw. We might lose 1 or 2, but I don't know if I see us losing 3 games. And again, it's something that we're going to talk about. We've got a busy schedule to come on the Around the League show, but it feels like it doesn't feel done. But it's very difficult to see. You know, we've now lost 1 in 28, or it's what, 28 games unbeaten. You know. It's so difficult to see us losing 3 and giving up that 9-point gap on City.
Do you see City losing more games?
And that's the other thing, that, you know, they've got a tough schedule ahead of them.
Well, I think the our fixture list in December, there's 2 things. Our fixture list in December, we can get through that fairly unscathed, I think we'll be fine. But also Manchester City, with the injuries that they've got, they need to get through December. They've got a busy fixture list.
Yeah.
But they're missing the likes of Laporte. If they can get to the end of December, fine. But then, you know, we've played Arsenal, United, Chelsea, City, Leicester, and I think City have only played 2 Liverpool and one other.
Yeah. Okay, final story, just a little bit of an finally, I suppose. Jurgen Klopp has basically criticised, basically people asking him to do his little fist bump thing. But this is a thing that is, and this is why I'm convinced Jurgen Klopp's on Twitter, because this is a thing that kind of grew towards the back end of last season, where he'd come over to the Kop and he'd be giving it all, and everybody would do the 3 cheers and the 3 fist bump things. And it kind of became a narrative that he was just doing it for the cameras, even though he didn't do, basically doing it all season with no cameras there. And basically at the end of the game yesterday, the cameraman was asking Klopp to do the fist bumps when he had it, and he's going, no. And it was a funny thing a couple of weeks back, I think against Leicester. No, he did him against Leicester, because it's Tottenham, where he was going, no, because look at the camera and all that. And I think it's quite funny. It's a shame, because he clearly is aware of what the perception of that is, because that's something for us, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be anything to do with the media or people on Twitter or rival fans, you know. That is something for, that was a big win yesterday. And for me, Klopp, you know, there had every right to go and give it. He was dying to do it, but he knew that the way it was going to be clipped up and looked at, and obviously the way the game had gone as well. And it was disappointing that he wasn't able to do it. And it's disappointing that such a big deal's made out of it.
I mean, we're talking about it now, so it doesn't really help.
You put it in the agenda.
I know. Just be more discreet. Don't go right up behind him with the camera. Can you do the fist bump thing? How many cameras are there in that stadium?
Yeah, I know, there's loads.
Like, just zoom in. Just 50 yards away.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to comments. Si, have you got any for us?
Yes, so just a few on the game yesterday. Stephen Saw says, great game, so happy for Liverpool. Even though it's still early in the season, I just cannot see how they can be caught. And then Ghost said, you've just got to get through December unscathed, and then we can start dreaming. City will for sure drop points at that one.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think, you know, when you look at City's next 5 fixtures, let me see if I can get this right. So they've got Chelsea at home, Newcastle away, Burnley away, United at home, and then they play Arsenal and Leicester, I think, as well.
Newcastle did
beat them last season. And
on Rafa.
I think this is already, from our perspective, we're looking at it as already we've picked up 6 extra points this season where we didn't last season, because we've beaten City at home, beaten Leicester at home, and we've beaten Chelsea away. And City have dropped points at Anfield where they didn't last season, as in they've dropped an extra point, and they beat Wolves at home last season and lost at home to Wolves already this season. I think already, if you're comparing each other to last season, Liverpool are, you know, slowly beginning to pull away in the form.
Yeah, I think maybe from other teams' perspectives, I think we've always had this narrative of people turn up to City and are already beat because of how good they are. I'm rightly so, the quality going forward. But I think there's a sense now, like you said, with, you know, Wolves doing it and Norwich beating them, that, you know, they can be caught at. Yeah. I don't think that's very rare. That's not really happened in the past two, three seasons under Manchester City or under Guardiola. Going, well, Otamendi's a bit of a liability, and some of the other defending that we saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's encouraging for the other players. Just think, we may as well just go and give it a go and try and get some points off them.
Any more comments, though?
We had a super chat from Ben Pryor. Obviously. Who says, Ben, you are like Mane at the moment, as you always deliver the goods when the team needs it. Keep up the good work. I'm looking forward to the Around the League show.
Superb. Any more comments?
A couple on VAR. Dave Hobb says, those VAR discussions are as pointless as the ref discussions before there was VAR. Liverpool won, they deserve to win, and everybody should simply deal with it. And then Nana 75775 says, honestly, Fabinho goal shouldn't have stood. We gained an advantage because of Trent's arm. Should be our free kick because of Bernardo's arm. Luckily, they forgot this law for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, look, the VAR stuff. I think the first comment there was probably telling, because Liverpool were better yesterday. You know what I mean? And the whole narrative has been built up about the referees and the VAR. Liverpool made Man City look poor for long periods of that game, and nobody's really talking about that. And I think that's unfair.
The best tweet I've seen this morning, I think someone said the most expensive squad assembled couldn't come back from a goal behind after 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And that says it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're 3-0 down.
Yeah, well, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks very much for watching, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and more goodness. As I say, check out the Around the League show on the website. Me and Ross are going to be on there. And I think Bailey's going to be on there as well.
Oh.
Maybe even Steve Hall. We might have a full house this week. So, yeah, we're going to chat about Pep Guardiola and his twice at the gods, which I just can't stop watching. It's brilliant. So, thanks very much for watching again, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.